Good morning, Hopkins Junior High High School Intermediate Orchestra, performing at 8:25 a.m. on Saturday, May 7th. This is Dale Engstrom for Fresno City College, one of your adjudicators here at Music in the Parks. This first one's not judged. I'm just going to let it run so you can get a clean recording, and then I'll chat with you after this, and then on your other two pieces. Oh, we were ready. So, thanks for getting up so early in the morning. Okay. Yeah, very nice. I can tell I'm going to really enjoy this performance. Safety in numbers, right? So it's a nice big group, and looks like it's pretty well balanced. So that's great. And as I'm looking around, everybody has really nice posture, which is really important. And we'll talk about all these things as we go on. And that's a great piece to warm up on, too, just something slow. Something slow. Where we everybody can listen for pitch, listen for the acoustics in the new room, and so smart play, nice conducting, by the way. Here we go. Yeah, be confident on that first entrance. Beautiful, yeah. This is really pretty. Yeah, nice job. Dig into the dissonances. Wow. Again, really nice conducting. So students, your director is giving you a lot of information on this really cool. Yeah, good, yeah. Dig in. Right there is just a push. Music always has directions. It's always going somewhere. So make sure you know where you're going and play that way. Yeah, very nice. Remember, every time you play, you develop a habit. So develop good habits by sitting up straight. Very nice. keep listening, find the center of that sound so it's just so it sounds just like one player instead of a lot of different players. You can learn so much from this piece. Beautiful. Good. I like how you're taking your time to a lot of students. They just can't wait to get to the next note. Yeah, that a way to fall into that phrase. Beautiful piece. Really well done. You probably do this, but if you're not already doing it, make sure you record yourself and play it back. Recordings don't lie. Yeah, really nice retard there, nice conducting. Yeah, you know what I like students to do too is write a word at the top of the page. What is this piece about? What does this remind you of? And play with that mindset as you're playing the piece. It makes it more fun, and I think you play it differently. Yeah, you know, the higher we go, the harder it is to play in tune. That was a little out of tune, but still. Major 9 chord. I like the way that you ended with the last thing we heard, where the bass is string bass. Yeah, very nice. Beautiful. Well done. Check, check.
Should that be moving? No, really good.
Okay, when you tap on it, does anything happen? Okay. All right, looking forward to this. That was great. That was beautiful, that last piece. Right together on the eighth notes. Good. Even though it's marked mezzo forte to forte crescendo, I would come down just to make it more dramatic. But nice conducting, subdividing. Nice. I love the way you fall into phrases, and as I was saying earlier, music always has direction. It's going somewhere, and I think you're getting that. Nice. Again, as I look around, I see everybody really with good posture, hand position, round that left hand. Always play, you shouldn't hurt when you play, it should be relaxed, right? Always have good posture. If you practice with bad posture and bad finger position, then you just get good at being bad. So practice, always practice slowly and perfectly. Nice conducting again. Check it out. Yeah, nice job. Yeah, should really be proud of your students. Good job. Students, if you're listening to this, kudos to you. Great job. A lot of really good teaching going on. So listen to your teacher. Be nice to your teacher because you guys are doing just a super job. Remember, again, when you guys play, again, you're developing a habit. And your young age, develop good habits because they will stick with you. And, you know, you're going to get into a routine of how you play, how your posture is, all that. So develop good habits at a young age, and good things will happen. Yeah, and then in this day of iTunes and YouTubes, make sure that you're always checking out pieces that you do on YouTube or just pieces in general. If you can go here, you know, San Francisco Symphony or some great group, it's always inspirational. So try to do that. I remember as a student, the thing that inspired me was hearing some live music, and it just makes you want to be them. So keep listening. And I saw some of you moving your bodies around. That's legal to do. In fact, that's encouraged. I'd be the last person to tell you to do something choreographed, but try to move around. If the music moves you, go ahead and do it. So wonderful teaching, wonderful playing. Keep up the great work. It was a pleasure to hear you. I hope you guys have a good time in the park. It's not raining either. Okay, take care.